morning, Greg.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with my boss, and I was wondering if you could help me.
What's the problem with your boss, ma'am?
She's been harassing me for 2.5 years.
In what way has she been harassing you?
Well, like my last review, she told me to get my hair cut, wear makeup, and she didn't like the way I dress.
It's 2 years, ma'am. Why don't you find another job?
Because I like my job and it's a good company.
Well, then you have to put up with that. Not everybody has a boss they love. Some people have to put up with irksome bosses. That's why they call it work. Right?
I know that, but I just wonder if I have any grounds for harassment.
No, everybody with his grounds for harassment. I'm sick and tired of this protest, harassment. She's giving you a directive. Bosses are allowed to give you directives. Maybe you come in with your hair looking like a rat's nest, like you combed it with a brick.
No,
maybe she wants you to put on a professional atmosphere.
Of course I put on a professional atmosphere.
Well, if she's saying get a haircut and comb your hair and put some makeup on, you're probably coming in there looking like death warmed over.
No, I don't.
Everybody wants to file grounds for harassment. She's giving you a directive.
What's a directive versus harassment?
Yes, well, here's what you do. Does your boss have a boss?
Yes.
All right. Here's what you do. And is there a boss over your boss's boss?
Yes.
All right. Here's what you do. You send a telegram to the person that's above your boss's boss.
Yes.
And the telegram says, "It has come to my attention that Joe Blow, your boss's boss,
yes,
is a homosexual. I suggest you fire him." And then sign it with your boss's name. And then when that thing comes rolling around, it'll be like, "My God, how do you say that?" No, don't do that. I'm only kidding.
I know.
Don't do that.
Okay.
But what you have to do is put up with it sometimes in life. That's how jobs are.
Can I send the telegram and sign your name?
No, don't send any telegrams and sign anybody's name to it. Now, what I'm telling you is that sometimes in life you have to put up with wacky goings-on.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
All right. That's why you feel good. That's why you enjoy the weekend.
You better believe it.
Hey, if the only criticism you get from your boss is cut your hair and put on makeup, you should consider yourself lucky.
Well, that's just one example.
Give me another.
Give you another? Well,
yes.
I just had a death in my family.
Right.
And it was somebody that was very close to me. It was like my father.
Yes, that's pretty close.
And I got home late to the funeral because we buried him on Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
We got home at 10:45 that night, so rather than call her at home, I was trying to be considerate.
Yeah.
I called work and told him I wouldn't be in Friday.
Why not? You were home.
I am having a very hard time dealing with this, Grace.
Ma'am, you have to deal with it. Your dad is up in heaven. He's taking care of everything now. Now you got to get back with your life. You were home at 10:45 last night. There's no reason why you shouldn't have been able to be at work at 8 o'clock the next morning. Sometimes when you have a death in the family, thank God for work. It takes your mind off and makes you concentrate on other things other than the loss of the loved one. You should have been there a half an hour early, making the coffee and fluffing the boss's chair.
I can deal with the work. I can't deal with the people coming up to me telling me they're sorry.
All right. Well, that's part of the death game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're having trouble dealing all the way around.
Yeah.
I think your boss maybe has a point. If I were him, I'd fire your ass. Huh?
I don't think there's a chance of that. I do too good of a job.
All right, then.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.